And we see that he even paid to go on the boat. Why God couldn't reach his frontal lobe? Now, as it says, studies have shown that the frontal lobe goes down in activity. Depression and other mental illness is often the result. Jonah was depressed because God wanted to help people. He said, those people want to die. Have you and me become mental health problems, mental illness, because we don't want to witness, we don't want to share? It's not because we don't have the ability to do it. Maybe we don't know how to do it. But God is going to show me and you how we can be effective agents for him by speaking to our frontal lobe. Scientists have also researched also show that decrease of blood flow activity to the frontal lobe increase depression. How do we get inaccurate brain waves function to our frontal lobe? Let's look at activity to press and decrease the blood flow to the frontal lobe include watching too much television. This pandemic is making a lot of us have mental illness because we sit in front of the TV and we watch movies. We watch TV all the time. We play video games. We're not active. Alpha waves are familiar to daydreaming. Passes and similar to bring hypnotized. Don't you be hypnotized when you watch the Avengers or any action film or a love story? You sit there for hours, or you on Facebook for 10 hours you can spend there sometimes, or on Instagram. That's one way. This is another way. Reading books, novels. Listen to this. Now, this is something, this is very important. They are works of fiction that written for the purpose of teaching truth or exposing some great evil. Some of these books have the accomplished good, yet they have also wrought untold harm. Such readings unfit the mind for usefulness and what? Disqualify it for spiritual exercise because we get lovesick. Oh, Jamie. Oh, remember always watching all the daytime stories back in the day. My time was all in the children, all my children. That's what I used to watch back in the days. Or some of you General Hospital. I don't know what's in the UK, but you know what it is. And we sit there and watch it. How about live music? High school females are 50% of males who prefer heavy metal. Now, that could be any type of music. Has considered suicide compared to 35% of girls and 50% of boys who prefer other music. That music does a lot to our minds. I don't know what Jonah was going through at that time, but it wasn't no music if he just didn't like the Ninevites. So what is holding back from us from evangelism? Is it loud music? Is it reading too many novels? Let's keep going on. There's an answer. But I like classical music. However, amazingly, researchers have discovered that listening to classical music alleviates the symptoms of depression. Remember that when David was singing to Saul, the only thing that could calm him down was heavenly music. Now, why of us are so restless? You know, when you go into the room and your child's playing that music and you knock on the door, what is it? Whoa, what's going on? I just come, dinner's ready. Well, my favorite song is on. Adele is on. What's wrong with you? American Idol is on. I'm just telling you, dinner's ready. We get hostile, my brother and sister. Remember King Saul? I'm not going to go to that. You remember First Samuel chapter 9? He was tall. He was handsome. He was wealthy, well-liked by all. But he had a problem. Ways in which frontal lobe can be suppressed, going against your conscience. That's what he did. That's what Jonah did. In habitual manner, stressful life conditions, high self-esteem, pride, you crave attention. It always have to be about you. There's something wrong with me and you. We need to have all four to have what? Major depression. And that's what Jonah was experiencing, just because God told him to witness to people that they was murderers, they was bloodthirsty, they used to kill people. Why save them? Why save the Muslims? Why save the Chinese? Why save the Africans? Why save the Russians? I don't care about them. God's telling me and you something. Now, this is a nutritional mind. You can write this down. I'll let you take a picture of this. This is good for your mind. Believe me, this will help you. I'm gonna let you help. I got some. I always give you something. I tell you, I'm not gonna leave you without something that can build you up. Amen. So you can take a picture of this: 2 tablespoons of ground flaxseed each morning, a cup refrigerated, oats, lentils, irons. Now, tea and vinegar can deplete your iron. Now, vinegar or teas. Now, that's not the tea that is caffeine free we're talking about, but the ones that have the caffeine in it, that's the one that can injure your mind. Magnesium, bran, pumpkin seeds, and almonds, folates, beans, whole wheat germ, spinach, and lettuce, omega-3s, flax seeds, walnuts, green leaves, that's all your collard greens, all your bok choys, and olive oil. You tell me you have that, I will go on to the next one. All right. Now, some of us like those energy drinks, right? We want to get, yes, I'm going to get pumped up. I don't know what, Jonah didn't have that. He wasn't drinking that. His will just was, I'm just not going to help these people. So what's holding us back? Are we drinking too much caffeine, too much vinegar, too much meat, chocolate, white sugar, refined products? Anything that stimulates the blood can make it feverish. You're studying for that exam. You got to drink that Red Bull, that monster drink. And look what it's doing to your brain. And we have not, a high fat diet can make the blood thick and what? Sluggish. This was hindering a lot of us from moving forward, even in regular day life, not just witnessing from God, but we're tired and we have no energy because that food gives you no type of energy. It satisfies the craving, but has no nutritional values at all. But God got an answer for us. Let's keep going on. Studies have shown Loma Linda show that regular eating of meat includes poultry, fish are twice the risk of dementia, a loss of brain function, than vegetarians. Now, am I telling you to quit meat right away? No. I'm just giving you research. Certain things are hindering us that our minds are starting to deteriorate. And even though the food tastes good, I will never tell you that that food did not taste good. I used to eat a lot of all this type of food. And I asked God to help me. That's one of the reasons I became a Seventh-day Adventist. I just wanted to stop doing what I was doing. And I said, help me change. And he helped me change my diet first. Once my diet got clear, my mind got free so he can speak to me clearly. Let me go on to the next one for you. Hope you got that one. Or tell me to go back. Now, the best either 2 to 3 meals regularly times each of the day, which nothing is between but water. Limit exhaustion from meat and animal products, and be sure to keep the fat and the sugar low because of the rapid blood sugar shifts involved. High sugary foods always impair mental functions. Like I said, Jonah was not eating meat at that time. I don't know what he's eating, but his will was determined not to go to witness to God's people, even though those people was heathen. So look what's hindering us that we don't even know about. It's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you. That food is changing our mindset. And we have no spiritual value, no ability to go help someone. And look what it's doing to our body. We could have dementia. This is serious. God is speaking to me and you tonight. Again, membranes, muscles, liver, too much AA from the animal fats impairs optimal function to the brain. Center from the wisdom, judgment, and foresight. Animal foods are also devoid of carbohydrates, the primary source of energy that the brain can use, but vegetarian diet contains plenty of healthy supply. Just add more veggies to your meal and less meat. You can start doing that. You can cut down from 5 to 4 to 3. Do it slowly because sometimes your body got so used to this lifestyle, you're going to a little coma. So you have to take it easy. Some of us can get rid of this quickly. Now, Jonah was supposed to go to witness to these people, and God sent the well. My brothers and sisters, this is our well tonight. And God is touching on every base on how for me and you to get closer to him. Be sure to consume plenty of calcium in your diet. Calcium, which directly relates to IQ. is also important for what? Melatonin production. Do not count on milk, meat, or fish for your calcium required. Phosphorus contains interferes with the calcium absorption. So don't think we have to just eat the cow's milk or the fish or eat the meat just to get our calcium. No, you get it from your beans, your black molasses, your almonds, your nuts. You can get your calcium from them. You can make the milk. God wants to open up our mind so we do not have to be like Jonah. Let's go to another. Keep the mind that is reduced. Chronic intake that can also contribute to better brain functions. Many great people throughout history, when they had a difficult decision to make, turned to a short-term fast. Sharpen their thinking. That's powerful. You're taking a break from the food that is hindering you to getting close to having better IQ, for doing better grades, for being a better person for God. And only thing you're doing is asking God, help me that you can speak to my heart. Exercise your mind. Did Jonah exercise his mind? It had to take him 3 days in the belly of a whale for him to exercise. He prayed inside that well, my brothers and sisters. He prayed. But let's go back. He was on the boat of the ship, and all the problems that he was causing because he didn't do God's will. Now, I want you to think about your neighborhood you're living in, because we are not evangelizing it. How much drugs in our neighborhood because we're not out there? How much crime that are out there because we're not doing what we're supposed to do? Maybe God has to throw you out the ship, because we are causing so much trouble in our neighborhoods by not doing his will. I have to throw you out. But I got a well for you. I'm pointing out the problem that you have. You're reading too much novels. Your diet needs to change. You got to stop listening to that music. You're watching too many movies. You're playing too many video games. I want you to exercise your mind for me. I'm not going to read the whole thing here, but you see right here, you can take a picture of this, please, because I want to end on time for you. I'm going to go with older people who exercise three to four times a week have decreased a risk of Alzheimer's. Somebody say amen to that. See, once you learn this, you can help your neighbors. I'm just trying to get you to be a whole person, my brothers and sisters. Children who play vigorously for 30 to 40 minutes a day are better able to organize their schoolwork, do math, and do class projects. Exercise causes what? Neurogenesis, populating the growth brains with neurons in the hippocampus, stored to relieve memories. This is important for the studies and strengthen the mind. So all the students on the line, go out and exercise. Don't let this pandemic stop you. You can work at home, walk around the block. The hippocampus is the first part of the brain that what deteriorates with Alzheimer's. So my brothers and sisters, this pandemic, this thing is, the devil knows. This pandemic is killing us all type of ways. Water, drink your water. Drink your water. Look at the brain. The brain can take 85% of water until your urine turns pale. Studies have shown that most people are constantly partially dehydrated. As a result, their brains is working what? Considerably below the capacity. And come on, somebody. Why we are not connected to God? We're not drinking from the living water, and we're not drinking water. It has to be both. God wants to work with us whole, my brothers and sisters. Now, some of us are thirsty, because we're not reading his word. But we're going to change that right now. And now you're going to say, no, I need to drink more water. So put more water in your diet and see the optimum of your brain, how it works. How many minutes need rest? The best hours to go to bed, what's that? Before 12 o'clock is worth more than 4 hours after 12 o'clock. Isn't that important? For those who are late night sleepers, you're hindering yourself. I'm not talking about those who have problems. I'm just talking about for those who like to stay up late. God is talking to me and you. If you're up late doing what? He's telling us to go to bed at a certain time. He wants your mind to relax. And some of us need to relax. We got so many things on our mind as it is. Relax. Jonah needed to do that for 3 days in that belly of the well. The study that showed that 9:30 is much, as much is lost, nothing is gained. Between the hours of 10 and 12, the brain does this most work. Most releasing hormones, chemicals, melatonin, growth hormones, and the brain restores itself. Make it a habit to go to bed and get up. I promise you, at the same time each day, for the great benefit of optimal brain bedtime would be around 9 o'clock, and we're about to finish right now. You can take a picture of this, and then I'm gonna go to the end.
Sorry, Brother Cotton, could you go back a slide, please?
Yes, sir. Right here. There you go. Sorry.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I hope I'm sharing with you. We're going to close with Jonah. My brother going to go to the last slides that he has for me, and we are close because I want you to go to bed at 9 o'clock if that's possible. Somebody say amen. Talk to me.
That's tough.
You have it?
Yeah.
Amen. So let's close.
Amen.
So especially sleep calls you drowsy. You can take a picture of that. I just, your GPA, look at that. And practice early to bed, early to rise. Principle applies only in the classroom, but every sitting quality sleep will help you think more clearly. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the end. The same thing, you can take a picture of that. I'm gonna go to the end and then we're gonna close. See, don't watch the news because you're gonna have the news on your mind when you before you go to bed. All that drama, all the action. No eating or reading in the bed. Train the brain what the bed is for. Do not watch the clock. If you're awake, you would create anxiety. How many of us know that's true? Develop bedtime rituals such as changing clothes, brushing your teeth, going into the bed. Do not watch the news after 9, for the brain keeps awake. That's your phones too. Somebody say amen. Amen. All right, now you breathe properly. Just take a picture of that. You breathe through your nose, inhale with your nose, exhale through your mouth. I don't breathe properly. I don't think most of us breathe properly because we have to be trained that. So inhale through your nose, exhale. That's proper breathing. So this, I'm gonna end it with this. Nutrient is good for the mind. Nature is good for the mind. Vitamin G. Children who get more vitamin G have lower stress levels, more success in the classroom, and fewer ADHD symptoms. Elder, go to that slide and we'll close. Your slides and we'll close. Thank you. I hope that was helpful to you, my brothers and sisters, because remember, mental health is what Jonah was suffering from. Mental health Jonah was suffering from. I hope that was good information for you, my brothers and sisters. I want your mind to be in God's hands. So we all have a direction to go to when it's all said and done. And my brothers and sisters, we only have one time to do this. Elder, go to the next slide. Thank you so much. And we're closing. See, when you point your way to the cross, it points to humility. It shows you what Jesus has done for you. And this man did not want to point the people to God because he said they deserve to die. Do your neighbors deserve to die because they're not following God? Do the white man, the China man, the drug dealers on the corner, they don't deserve to live? Go to the next one, Elder, please. Think about the church, your church. What is it there for? It's there to be a witness. It is there to be a light. And whatever you are, Brother Isaac, Brother, all my brothers and sisters on the line, we are all churches wherever we are. And God has brought us somewhere to have that Jonas experience. We all have been in a well experience before. Go to the next one, Elder, and we're closing. It says this way, that way, another way. Which way are you going to go? and which way I'm going to go. When it's all said and done, we're going to look back on this day, on all these evangelistic efforts, all these prayers, all these things. And if we wake up on the wrong side of a thousand years and find ourselves outside the city, Jesus only can say, I showed you everything. I gave my all for you. On the cross, I sent preachers to you. I sent circumstance to you. I did everything for you, but you wanted to do a Jonah thing. I sent the well to you, but you turned the well away. Like Pharaoh, because your mind was made up. Let's go to the next one, Elder. See, Jonah had to be put inside of a well. And tonight, this is your well experience. God is telling you to stop what you're doing. Him or her that you're dealing with, that job, the TV, the books, you got to ask for help. You got to say, Lord, you got to send a well to me. Because on my own, I can't do this. But please send a well to me to save me. And put me in that well for that 3 days so I can fast and pray. What's the next one, Elden? I think that's how many more we have. We are closed. That's it. So your well experience, it begins tonight. I don't know what your well experience is going to be, but I need it. I don't know if you need it. I'm raising my hand tonight. Say, Lord, I need a well experience. Because one of those habits in that PowerPoint, I'm struggling with. And I need your help. Because this mind, this frontal lobe is being bombarded by things of the world. And I'm in desperate need. I want you to really ask God tonight, as we take a moment of silence just for 10 seconds. And then I'm gonna ask for three prayers. From the group, I don't care who it is, man, woman, child, or bird, parrot, can pray. Please take 10 seconds to pray for yourselves, and I'm gonna ask for three people to pray for us to close.
My Lord, I give you thanks. I give you praises. I lift you up, my beloved Savior. I give thanks again for Brother Carlton to come and pray for us and on this Sabbath evening. I thank you, my Lord, for all the messages that he has given us. I thank you that the Holy Spirit has spoken to thy people through him about the health messages and what we need to do, my Lord, to dispense with all the TV programs, which is one of my biggest problems, and all the other things in our life, other idols, my Lord, that's keeping us from thee. To enjoy life more, to have exercises, to really look at the health food messages, even from Sister Helen White, to drink more water and to give you praises, my Lord, each and every day for your blessings and for your mercies and for all that you bestow upon us. I thank you, my Lord, that we are able to come together, to come before thy throne, my Lord, in one accord to give you thanks and praises. And I thank you, my Lord, for being my Lord, for your loving kindness and for your mercy. For you are always, you are forever faithful unto us. For this, my Lord, I give you thanks. And I give you praises. Let the saints say, Amen.
Amen.
And Amen.
Loving Father and our God, again we continue to give you thanks. Lord, we continue to praise your name, for you are most wonderful. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, the one alone who is majestic, the one alone who is high, but lowly and meek, and is full of love and grace. We thank you for that extension of love. We thank you for that extension of grace, Lord, as you fill our hearts with grace, even in the abundance tonight. Grace to speak to us in our quiet times. Grace to transform us. Lord, you are so gentle, you are so kind. Grace to bear with us and to lead us to that living water. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise and adore you. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you that you never get weary. Thank you, dear Lord, that love always finds a way. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you so much for this meeting. And thank you for the young people who are present tonight. Lord, present in this meeting and present in your high sight. Lord, your Holy Spirit can work with them, can bless them, Lord. Even when they are not in this meeting, you are able to reach them. So thank you for the speaker, Lord. And thank you for your plan in having this meeting. And thank you for what you're about to do. You're always doing. You said you see your Father work and you work too. And Lord, you will continue to work on their hearts and their minds. Even now, you're strengthening them. Even now, Lord, you're comforting them and letting them know that you overcame and they too will overcome. Help them, Lord, to trust you and to think about the obedience of faith. It is not an option. It's a command to trust you. So bless us now to this end, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, what I want to say this evening, I want to thank you so much for blessing me throughout the whole week, although I had some headaches and I had a bad shoulder, but dear God, I know that you are an amazing God, dear Lord.
Mm.
Thank you for making me feel better after hearing my brother, Brother Carlton, preaching the word and giving us, you know, the untimely message. We all need to hear this. It's not just me, but the message is for all of us. So bless our families wherever we are and our close friends wherever we are. And although I'm up here in the northwest of England, you know, coming as a guest for Stoke Newington tonight, may you just bless those people in Stoke Newington as they continue to have amazing programs like this in the Youth Week of Prayer. And it's Global Youth Day tomorrow, dear God. May you just be with us youth, young people, as we prepare for this day. And our youthhood, we can tell others about you so that those people can know about your love too and how much you've cared for us and how much, despite the struggles we face, that you will never leave us or forsake us. And we want to thank you for giving us the peace that surpasses all understanding. Dear God, amen. I just praise you on behalf of the people in Stoke Newington and all those other guests and even Brother Carlton. Thank you for him. Thank you for speaking through him. He is your servant, dear God. He's a servant of you. He's amazing. So, dear Jesus, just bless all of us as we have a good night's sleep in a few hours' time. And then help us to have a lovely Sabbath day tomorrow, wherever we are, wherever the locations we're at.
Mm.
These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise. Thank you for those prayers. Thank you, my sister. Thank you. Praise the Lord. And I will do a short prayer to close. Father in heaven, thank you for your presence. I did not speak. You spoke to your I don't want to do this and be lost. I just don't. It don't make sense. Don't make sense, Lord, please.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you so much. We thank you so much for what you're doing for us by giving us a chance, by holding back the winds of strife for us to get together and to plead with you. Jesus, may your Holy Spirit touch all my brothers, all my sisters in the UK and around the world, Lord. We all need you. We all are struggling with something, Lord, but we thank you that you can send us a Jonah experience and save us. And we would get up and go to Nineveh, go to London, go to any part of the UK, any United States, and go preach to the Ninevites and tell them Jesus is coming, but he loves you and he wants you to repent. Will you hear the gospel message? He has changed me, and I know he can change you. That's the message of love. And that's all we want to preach, and we want to experience it with you. But we have hindrance in our lives. So we thank you for pointing those things out and the things that you're going to do for the pastor of this church, for the elders, for the deacons, for the members of the church, and for every person on this line. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.